in-depth coverage for you on the special edition of Jacksonville's Morning News as Iran struck back at the United States for killing its most powerful military commander, firing a barrage of ballistic missiles at two Iraqi military bases that house American troops in what the supreme leader of Iran said was a slap against America's military presence in the region. We expect at some point, even this morning, to hear from President Trump. Former U.N. Ambassador Nancy Soderberg, Director of Public Service Leadership at University of North Florida, is with me. Thanks for joining us this morning. And what response might the United States be considering at this hour?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. This is the most critical decision that the president has faced during his time in office over the last 3 years. And he could go one of two ways. And I think we're going to hear from him later today. He could step back and say, well, we've had our retaliatory cycle. The Iranians started this by hitting Iraqi bases, targeting Iraq and killing one American contractor. We took out the second most powerful Iranian, Soleimani, in response for that, and Soleimani. And they hit two bases yesterday with very powerful ballistic missiles. But the key part is did not kill anyone. In the past, President Trump has looked at a retaliatory strike in proportion. Remember, he called a drone strike retaliatory effort off 10 minutes before they were due to hit and certainly kill a number of Iranians. The president said that's not proportionate. So there, I'm sure, lots of meetings going on trying to decide what is an appropriate response to a very serious strike from Iran at two Iraqi bases, but one that did not kill any Iraqis or Americans. And so I think we'll hopefully hear that, okay, we've made our points. Now let's step back and see if we can work the diplomatic channels to de-escalate this war. Both the United States and Iran know that neither side would gain from a direct war with Iran. So I think, and President Trump was elected on saying, I do not want further wars in the Middle East. We want to get out of the Middle East. I think that's very much his core belief.
What signs do you look for to see? That's the other point, is that other option that may lie on the table. So what signs are out there that that other option might be considered?
Well, I think it's a little bit hard to read the tea leaves because last night the president tweeted that everything's fine. The rest of the world doesn't look at this and say everything's fine. But I think what he meant there is that no Americans had been killed, which is great news. But I think the fact that they were talking about putting on a Oval Office address last night in prime time and then pulled it back means that they haven't decided what to do. The signs of tense generals and diplomats going into the White House last night for discussions, there are clearly heated discussions going on about which role to do. And I think the fact that the president really hasn't responded in any way to telling us what his next steps are, I think, means that he's not sure. I think there's a lot of diplomacy going on. Apparently, they had a secret meeting with the Saudis on Monday, and they've been talking to others in the region. And this is not something that just affects the U.S. and Iran. It very much affects our interest in Iraq. Are we going to pull our troops out, as one letter said, or are we going to stay, as the administration tried to fix what they called a mistake? But you know, how do you send a letter that just says, oh, we're going to pull our troops out without some kind of coordination from the president of the United States? And so I think they need to get their message straight once they have a decision. I think that's what will happen today. We'll see a very clear statement of either escalation or de-escalation. You'll see signs of diplomacy going on. And it's not just us, the Iraqis and the Iranians, the Russians, the Pakistanis, the Omanis, the Saudis, all, and of course our ally Israel, all have a direct stake in de-escalating this conflict. And I think you'll see hopefully a path that moves towards de-escalation and a resumption of diplomacy to tamp down the tensions.